Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 20th, Morning. Practical Harmony. The Sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Judges chapter 7, verse 20. Gideon ordered his men to do two things. He put a trumpet into every man's hand, with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers. Judges 7, 16. They blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. They held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands for blowing, and they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." Judges 7, 19, 20. This is precisely what all Christians must do. First, they must shine, perhaps by breaking the pitcher that conceals their light, or by throwing aside the basket that has been hiding their candles. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5, 16. Then there must be sound, the blowing of the trumpet. There must be activities for ingathering sinners by proclaiming Christ crucified. Christians must take the gospel to them, carry it to their door, place it in their way. Let them not escape it. Blow a trumpet in their ear. Remember, the true war cry of the church is Gideon's watchword, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. God must do it, for it is his work. But we are not to sit idle. If we only cry, "The sword of the Lord," we will be guilty of idle presumption. If we only shout, "The sword of Gideon," we manifest idolatrous reliance on the arm of the flesh. We must blend the two in practical harmony, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. We can do nothing by ourselves. We can do everything with the help of God. Therefore, in his name, let us determine to serve with a flaming torch of holy example and with trumpet tones of earnest declaration and testimony. God will be with us. Midian will be put to confusion, and the Lord of hosts will reign forever and ever. September 20th, Evening. Evening opportunities. In the evening, do not withhold your hand. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6. Opportunities are plentiful in the evening. People return from work, and the zealous soul winner finds time to talk to them about the love of Jesus. Do I have any evening work to do for Jesus? If not, let me begin immediately. Sinners are perishing for lack of knowledge, and if I loiter, I may find my clothes crimson with the blood of souls. Jesus gave both of his hands to the nails. How can I keep back one of mine from his blessed work? Night and day he toiled and prayed for me. How can I give a single hour to pamper my flesh with luxurious ease? Idle heart, stretch out your hands and work, or lift them up in prayer. Heaven and hell are real. Let me be real, and this evening sow good seed for the Lord my God. The evening of life also has its callings. Life is so short that a morning of vigor and an evening of decay is all there is. To some, it seems long, but a couple of dollars is a large sum of money to a poor person. Life is so brief that we cannot afford to lose a day. It has been well said that if a great king brought an immense heap of gold and told us to take as much of it as we could count in a day, we would make a long day of it. We would begin early in the morning and continue until late at night. But to win souls is far nobler. So why do we withdraw from it? Some are spared to live a long evening of green old age. If this will be my case, let me use the talents I still retain and to the last hour serve my blessed and faithful Lord. By His grace, I will die in harness and lay down my charge only when I lay down my body. Age may instruct the young, cheer the faint, and encourage the depressed. If evening has less vigorous heat, it should have more calm wisdom.